Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Ayin Zayin. We will now begin Perek HaToido. The first Mishnah begins with the measurements of flour which are to be used for the Lach Meitoida. The Mishnah gives us the measurements in Midos Midbariyos, the Midos which were used by Klai Saw in the Midbar. There was 6 Saw. And the Midos Yushamiyos, the Midos which they used when they got to Yushalayim, it was 5 saw. The Gemara Barma Vayin Zayin Amar Alf explains that they were Moisif Ashtus Milibar. They changed the measurements, they're Moisif a 6th. However, it was not a 6th Milagav, rather a 6th Milibar, which means they really only Moisif a 5th to the existing Midos. They made the saw 20% more than it had been originally. This is called Ashtus Milibar, which literally means a 6th from the outside. It means after they're Moisif the extra, a Sar Yerushalmis, 1/6 of that, is the part that they were Moisif more than they saw in the Midbar. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that 5 Sar Yerushalmis were equivalent to 6 Sar Midbariyos, since every Sar Yerushalmis has 1/5 of a Sar Midbar's extra in it. So from 5 Sar Yerushalmis, you have 5/5 extra. That makes the 6th Sar. Therefore, 5 Sar Yerushalmis are equivalent to 6 Sar Midbariyos. Now, Tosaf here at the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis tells us that just as they were Moisif to the Saw a 6th, they are Moisif to the Eifa a 6th as well. And therefore, when the Mishnah tells us that the amount of flour used in the Lach Meitoida was 2 Eifais, which is 20 Asrenim, that's only when they were in the Midbar. There they had to bring 6 Saw, and since each Eifa is 3 Saw, so the amount will be 2 Eifais. Mashenkin, when they came to Yerushalayim, they had to bring 5 Saw. 2 Eifis would have been too much. 2 Eifis would have been 6 sign of Sar Yerushalmiyos. You only have to bring 5. That part of the Mishnah is only talking about when they were in the Midbar. Later in the Mishnah explains how the calculations were made once they were already using the Midos Yerushalmiyos. There the Mishnah says that since they had to bring 5 saw, and 5 saw is equivalent to 30 kav, so the Mishnah explains that they divide those 30 kav, 15 for chametz, 15 for matzah, and from the 15 which were for matzah, they were divided into 3. Each type of matzah had 5 kav. But HaKaparim Taisa says that since the Eifa was changed as well when they came to Yerushalayim, so the shear was not 2 Eifa, that was only when it was in the Midbar, not in Yerushalayim. And Taisa continues and he asks Akasha, the Gemara in Zayin Amar Beis Mevur, where does the shear come from? The Gemara says that since we find that the Shtei Lechem which was brought on Shuas, each one of the 2 Lechems was made from one Yisrael of Seiles, and we learn from Shtei Lechem to Lach Meitoida. Originally, the Gemara wanted to learn from that which it says the word Lechem by Lach Meitoida, and it says the word Lechem by Shtei Lechem. We learn one from the other. On that, the Gemara asks that by Lechem upon him also it says the word Lechem, and over there each Lechem was made of 2 Yisrenim. The Maaseh, the Gemara says, we dash from the Pasuk, we moish veisechem, taviu Lechem tnu fashtayim. From the word tavi, we learn, kol mashatim evi mimokim acher, hareyu kizeh. Ma'ala lo nisarin l'chala, afkan nisarin l'chala. The Gemara there is mevur that this is referring specifically to the chalais of the Lach Meitoida, which were chametz. That's what we learned from the Shtei Lechem, which was also chametz. Once we know that each chala of the lechemim, which were chametz, is one yisrein, and male, we know that there were a total of 10 yisreinim of chametz. Now we know from a different drasha that since you have to give one entire lechem to the kohen as part of the trumas Lach Meitoida, and we have a drasha that has to be 1 out of 10, so if one of them is an yisrein, so male, we know that there is a total of 10 yisreinim of chayas, which are chametz. Gemara then goes on to make another joshua to tell us that the lechemim, which were made out of matzah, which were a total of 30, they have to be made out of an equal amount of seiles. Therefore, if there are 10 yisrenim for the chametz, there are also 10 yisrenim used for the matzah. But HaKaponim, Taisov here, Nayim Vavon Beis asks Akasha, he says, since we're learning lech mitoida from Shtei Lechem, and there the pasuk uses the lashon of yisrein, yisrein means a 10th of an eifa, a serious eifa. So Taisov asks, why is it so poshut that after they changed the midos when they came to Yerushalayim, now an eifa is a different midah, why is it so poshut that the shear changes? Once the Torah tells us that the shear of each lechem of the lach mechametz is asiris eifa, perhaps it means asiris eifa, a 10th of an eifa, or whatever eifa they happened to be using at the time. So even though the eifa which was used in the Yerushalayim was not the same as the eifa which was used in the midbar, at that point in Yerushalayim, an eifa is referred to the larger measurement. Perhaps a serious eifa should be dependent on whatever they consider to be an eifa at that time and place. Taisus compares this to that which we find in the Gemara Bechiras Daf Nun, as far as the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, Well, there the Torah says that the pidyon haben is done with chomesh slime. The Gemara of there is mevur that if they were moisif on the sela, they began making slime larger than the slime which were used in the midbar. The share remains the same. The share of pidyon haben is still chomesh slime. A kach we understand when the Torah says chomesh shkolim, shkolim is the same thing as slime. We understand that shkolim means whatever is considered to be a shkolim at the time. So too, as far as an eifa or an asiris eifa, it should be dependent on whatever an eifa is considered to be at that time. Taisis is addressing his kash over here as far as lach meitoido, but the same kash would also be as far as shnei alechem itself. That's the whole makar to the shir of lach meitoido. By shnei alechem, when the Torah says it's shnei yisrenim, the Taisis would have his kash over there as well. The chayr should be dependent on shnei yisrenim of an asiris eifa, of whatever is considered an eifa at that time. So when they came to Yerushalayim, when they changed the shear of an eifa, the shear of the shtei alechem and the lach meitoida as well should also change. It should be dependent on the present day eifa. So Tosfos answers this kasha and he says, "V'Yerushalayim Radishani Hosam Digolei Kro Kedidarshinon Midiksev Gihia." He's referring to that Gemara in Becharis Daf Nun. The Gemara makes a drasha from the words Estrim Gira Gihia Shekel. From there we learn that you could be moisif on the shekel. This pasuk is not written in the parasha of Pidyon HaBen. Rather, it's written in Parashah Esbichu Kaisai, in the Parashah of Erechin. Ba'akapam, the Gemara says, from that pasuk we learn that you could change the value of a shekel, and therefore, as far as Pidyon HaBen as well, will be dependent on Chamish Shloim, five shkolim of the present-day shekel, since we have a right to change the value of the shekel. Mashenkin, as far as an eifa is concerned, as far as that, we don't have any pasuk to tell us that you could change the amount of an eifa. Therefore, if they do decide to change it, it's still not going to change the shir in which the Torah gave. Asir Seifa will always be dependent on the Asir Seifa of the Midbar. Even if they change the Eifa, the Midas will be dependent on the original Midas. Now the Karen over here on this Tosis, he offers a different Teres to Tosis' Kasha. He differentiates between the Shear of a Shekel and the Shear of an Eifa. When the Torah says Shekel, the Torah is referring to a name of a coin. It's not referring to a measurement, a certain amount of silver. Rather, it's referring to the name of the coin. And therefore, even if they're Moisif on the Shekel, still, whatever is considered a shekel at the time, that's what the Torah is referring to. Hashenkin, when the Torah says Asir Sa'ifa, the Torah is trying to tell us an amount of Selis which belongs in the Shtei Alechem or the Lach Meitoida. Therefore, it's possible that even if they change what's called an Eifa, still the amount of Selis which the Torah wanted to be in this Mincha is not going to change. Now, it's interesting, the Karen Reiter, when he discusses the Kasha of Tosfos, he talks about the case of Machtis HaShekel. It's not clear whether the Karen Oyer had a different girsa in Tosfos. His girsa was that Tosfos is asking a kasha from Machtis HaShekel, that over there the din is that it's dependent on whatever the shekel is at that time. Or perhaps the Karen Oyer is making his own comparison, that the same which we find by Pidyon HaBen, Chomesh Shlam is dependent on whatever is the sela at that time, so too as far as Machtis HaShekel also, will be dependent on the shekel of the time. Akapam, the Karen Oyer seems to be differentiating between when the Torah says shekel, both by Pidyon HaBen and by Machtis HaShekel. Over there, the Torah is referring to the name of a coin. Therefore, if the coin changes, the din changes. Hashem came by Eifa, or Asir Seifa. The Torah is referring to a measurement. Therefore, that original measurement will never change. And the Sefer Ur Sameach, this is in Chilik Beis, in Likutim on our Tosfos, he says a similar Chilik. He differentiates between when the Torah gives a shear from Menachos or from Nesachim. Over there, the Torah is talking about something which is going to go on the Mizbeach. Over there, when the Torah gives a shear, surely it means a specific amount that the Torah wants the carbon should be made from. Therefore, that's not going to change if the measurements are changed. Hashenkin, when the Torah talks about shkolim, for example, Machtis HaShekel, there the coin itself is not going to be used for Hegdish. The coin is just a means to buy something else for Hegdish. There, what the Torah is makban on is a certain chashivus. A Machtis HaShekel is considered something which is chashiv. Therefore, if the shekel changes, then the shear of Machtis HaShekel will also change. Now, continue on. The Mishnah says that there were a total of 20 Yisrenim. As we mentioned before, this part of the Mishnah is referring to the Midas and the Midbar. And for those 20 Yisrenim, 10 of them were Chametz, 10 of them were Matzah. As we mentioned, the Gemara bases Mevur. We learn from Shtei Alechem to Lach Meitoida. Each one of the Lach Meitoida of Chametz has to be in Yisrenim. And since we know that there are 10 of them, because one of them has to be given as Shumas Lach Meitoida, and that's a tenth, and you have to give a whole Lechem, you can't give a partial Lechem. And therefore we know that the Lach Meitoida were 10 Yisrenim, and we know the same as the Lach Meitoida were 10 Yisrenim, so too the Lach Meitoida were also 10 Yisrenim. There were three minim of Lach Meitoida, there were Chalois, Rekigen, and Revucha. In the Lashon of the Pasuk, this is in Parashas Tzav, In the parasha of Korban Toida, it says, V'hikr v'al zevach ha-toida chalis matzois belulois v'shemen. That's the chalis. V'rikike matzois meshuchum v'shemen, that's the rikiken. V'solus murbeches chalis belulois v'shemen, that's the revucha. And the next pasuk says, Al chalis lechem chometz yakrev karbonai. And the Gemara here on Ayin Zayin Mabez says, on this pasuk, Al chalis lechem chometz, we learn, Neged chometz havei matzah. All three meaning of matzah together, each min had 10 chalos, so there were a total of 30 chalos. The 30 chalos of matzah are the equivalent, the same amount of seles as the 10 chalos of chometz. So since the chalos chometz were 10 estrainim, all 30 of matzah together were also 10 estrainim. I'll just mention the Rabban al Torah on this pasuk. He says, the Torah seems to be making the chalos of chometz to be the ikr, and the Torah says you should be moisif to the chalos of chometz, chalos of matzah as well. The Torah is considering the chalos chometz to be the ikr. Then it's even his Pirush al Torah, Hamik Dover, he says like this as well, that the Ikar of the Chalis of Chometz, and he's Moisif, he says the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Al Chalis Lechem Chometz Yakrev Karbonai, Al Zevach Toidas Shlomov. The Torah is telling us that you're Moisif, the Chalis of Matzah, to the Chalis of Chometz, the Chalis of Chometz are the Ikar, because it's a Zevach Toidas Shlomov. Then it's even explains the point of a Karbon Toida is to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be Mefarsim the Neis. That person should tell over to everyone what happened to him. Therefore, the Torah tells him to bring a carbon with a large amount of lechem and a limited amount of time. Although Toida is a kotri kalim, but the rule is kotri kalim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. A Toida is an exception. The Toida has to be eaten in 1 day and a night. And then the Tziv explains, and the Barbanel says like this as well, the Torah wanted that he should be forced to make a big sudo and invite a lot of people in order that he should be able to finish the lechem on time. And this way he'll be mefarsim the nais. Therefore, since the ikar point of these lach beitoido is to make a nice sudo and invite a lot of people over, and since ikar achila is chametz and not matzah, chametz is more enjoyable to eat as opposed to matzah, therefore the ikar lachamim, which he's going to make his sudo with, are the lach mechametz. The Torah additionally tells him to add another 30 lachamim of matzah, but since the ikar lacham are the ones that are made of chametz, they're much larger, and all 30 of the matzah together are equivalent to the 10 of chametz. Now, I've just discussed briefly another point. What exactly is revucha? One of the three minim of matzah, which are included in the lach meitoida, is revucha. The lashon of the pasuk is seiles murbeches chalos belulos b'shemen. And Rashi over here explains, this is Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Just as a reminder, we should remember that the Ikar Rashi is over here on these prakim, is the Rashi at the bottom of the Omer, the Rashi Ksav Yad. In the beginning of the seventh parak, it's brought that from a Bital Ashkenazi, the Shittu Mekubetzes, that the Rashi, which was originally printed alongside the Gemara, that's not the real Rashi, the Shittu Mekubetzes himself transcribed the Rashi of Ksav Yad, that's printed on the bottom of our page. Ragapam, in the first Dibur Maschal, and Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, Rashi says, V'revucha, cholut b'reischin, kari revucha b'teras kainim. Rashi quotes from the Teras Kainim that revucha means the dough was steeped in boiling water. The Lashon of Rashi in Zvachim Daf Nun Amar Aleph as well, in Dibur Maschal Lomanu Revucha, over there he says, Chalis mevusholis b'mayim tchila. The chalis were first steeped in boiling water. And Rashi Altair as well, in Parshas Tav, he says, Morbechas means, Lechem cholot b'reischin. Now the Pirush of the Bar Tanur on Er Mishnah, he brings two pshatim. At first he says, Revucha is chaluto b'mayim reischin. That's al derech l'shita of Rashi. And then he quotes from the Rambam of a different pshat. The Tosfos Yontov over there is Merich, he brings the whole Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam could be found later on in the Masechta, in the ninth parak, the paragraph which starts Revius, and the Rambam over there says that the word Revucha in the Torah is not easy to translate. The Rambam is referring both to Revucha, which says, by Chalis Lach Meitoido, as well as Revucha, which is said in the parasha of Chavitei Kohen Gadol, there also it says Murveches Tiviyeno. The Rambam writes that we don't find this word used in other places. And Ram continues and he says that it seems that the Lashon of Revucha refers to a ribuy of Shemen. We find both by Chavitei Kohen Gadol and by the Revucha of Lach Meitoido. More later on, Daf Peitas Omer Aleph says that the Revucha of Lach Meitoido have twice the Shemen as the Chalis and the Rekikin. Ba'akupam, the Rambam says that since the Indian Revucha appears to be totally in ribuy Shemen, therefore the Rambam says it seems to me that Revucha means Kluya B'Shemen. Which the Rambam describes that it's tzofa apnei Hashemen, the dough is floats on top of the hot oil. In other words, the dough is fried in oil. This is not like Rashi, that's what the Bar Tanur and the Tosfos Yontov are pointing out. Rashi says that it's cholot bereischin.
It's cooked in boiling water. Ram says that it's cooked in boiling oil.
And if we take a look in the Rabbeinu Gershon over here on the side of the page, we see that there are two gersois. It seems that the original gersa was that revucha was cholot b'shemen, and that gersa was changed to cholot bereischin. Now we see the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam does hold that it was cholot b'shemen, and it would seem that we could keep the gersa the way it was originally. Perhaps the Rabbeinu Gershon holds like the sheet of the Rambam. There is, however, a kasha on the sheet of the Rambam, on that which the Rambam paskins in the Yad HaChazoko, in Perek Tes Ochos Meiser Kabonis Halocha Yutes. Over there the Rambam says as follows: Ketzen hi hamur beches, choylet oisa bereischin, ve'oifa oisa ma'at, ve'achar kach choyla oisa b'shemen al ha'ilfis. The Rambam describes the process how to make revucha. First he says, they do steep it in boiling water. Afterwards the Rambam says, you bake it a little bit, and then choyla oisa b'shemen, you fry it in oil. And the problem would seem that since the Rambam himself clearly says that the Lashon Revucha in the Pasuk is referring to that which is fried in oil, so where does the Rambam get this, that it was also first steeped in boiling water beforehand? If you would learn like Rashi, that the Lashon of Revucha means boiled in water, then we would understand. The Rambam seems to say that Revucha is not referring to boiling in water, rather in Shemen. If so, where is the Makar of the Rambam that it was also boiled in water first? The Kesef Mishnah that Rambam quotes the Taras Kainim, Tereskayim says, Murveches, Melamet Shenases, Bereischin, Kol Tzarka. That it was done Bereischin. Because the Mishnah seems to be suggesting, Bedas the Rambam, that Tereskayim is the Makar, that it was first boiled in water. Well, the Rambam in the Pirish Mishnayas, which we mentioned before, also quoted that same Tereskayim, and there he seems to explain that Reischin does not mean boiling water, rather boiling Shemen. If so, the Kashu remain difficult. What is the Makar of the Rambam that it was also first boiled in water? Now continue on to Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there says, Mikulum hayenoytel echer me'asara truma. From each one of the four minim of lach meitoida, he took one to be the truma of the lach meitoida. Shnemar v'hikru v'menu echer mikol karben truma l'Hashem. Echer, from the word echer, we learn shlayitol paras. And from the words mikol karben, we learn shiyu kol karbonis shavais shlayitol mikarben echer al chavirai. As we'll see, there seems to be a machlekes. When the Mishnah says these words, "Shiyu kol karbonis shavais, shleito mikarbon al chaviroi," is that one din or two dinim? So the lashon of Rashi over here, Rashi in Ksavyad, "Diber maschel mikarbon al chaviroi," he says, "Shem hayom miminze chamisha, umiminze chamisha asar leimafresh mize al ze." Rashi seems to be learning that this line of the Mishnah is one din. The reason why kol karbonis shavais, all the karbonis have to be equal, there has to be 10 chalis from each min. Is because if you make from one min 5 chalais and from one min 15 chalais, then you're not going to be able to be mafish the chumas lach meitoida from each min, since the chuma has to be a whole chala. So for example, if he makes 5 chalais and 15 rikikin, he's not going to be able to be mafish a half a chala on behalf of the 5 whole chalais, or 1.5 rikikin on behalf of the 15. And to be mafish 2 rikikin on behalf of both the chalais and the rikikin, he cannot do that either, because he has to be mafish each min for itself. And mainly we come to the conclusion that kol karbonis shavais, each min has to have 10, because you cannot be mafresh from one min to another min. According to Rashi, this line of the Mishnah is really just telling us one din, when the Mishnah says, shiyo kol karbonis shavais, shalhita mikobin rachavirai. The reason why you need kol karbonis to be shavais is because you cannot take one min on behalf of the other min. However, the girsa that we have in most editions of our Mishnayis is with a vav. According to that, it's clearly two different dinim. And furthermore, we find the same din in the Teres Kainim on this Pasuk in Parshas Tav, the same drasha which the Mishnah brings. And over there in the Bir of the Gra, he stresses that the correct girsa is with the Vav, Vishla Yitol Mikarbon L'Chaviray. The Gain is telling us that these are two dinim. One din, Shiyu Kol HaKarbonis Shavais, and a second din, Shliyitol Mikarbon L'Chaviray. Not like the way Rashi over here is Mashma. Now, if it's two different dinim, then the chare we have to explain when it says kol karbonis shavais, what is it coming lafuke? The chare they'll understand not like the way Rashi over here explains. Rashi explains kol karbonis shavais means you have to have 10 from each, as opposed to 15 from one and 5 from the other one. Enechami, if that's the pshat in kol karbonis shavais, then when the Mishnah says shleito mikarbon al chaveri, that would be an explanation of the previous din. Once we know that you cannot be mafish from one min to another min, and we know that you have to be mafish 1 out of 10, and we also know that you have to be mafish only whole ones, then enichanami. But mela on our own, we could come to the conclusion that you cannot make 5 out of 1 and 15 from the other one, because there's no way you'll be able to be mafish 1 out of 10,
for Trumas Lachmei Toida. If we learn that the Mishnah is telling us two different dinim over here, then when the Mishnah says Shiyu Kol HaKarbonis Shavis, the Chayr of the Pshat would be, not like Rashi, that Shavis is coming to exclude making 5 from one and 15 from the other one. Rather, even if you are careful to make 10 from each min, but the Mishnah is still telling us that they have to be Shavis, meaning when you divide up the Seilis. In the previous Mishnah, we saw that there are 20 Yisrenim, 10 Yisrenim for the Chalais of Chometz, and 10 Yisrenim for the Chalais of Matzah. When you take the 10 Yisrenim of Seilis to be used for the Matzah, you now have to divide it into 3 for 3 Minim, Chalais, Rekikin, and Revucha. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, that you have to have each Min equal, you have to divide it into 3 equal parts. Even if we know that you have to be Mafish each Min, 1/10 of it, one of the 10 Chalais, on behalf of itself, you cannot be mafish from one min to another min, but perhaps the 3 minim don't have to have the same amount of seiles. 1 min you could use more seiles, another min you could use less. Again, from each min, you'll make it into 10 equal chalais, and you'll be mafish one whole chala on behalf of the other 9. But how do you know that all 3 minim have to have the same amount of seiles? That's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. Shiyu kol HaKarbonis Shavais, each of the 3 minim, chalais, rekikin, and revucha, have to be equal. According to this, there are 2 independent dinim in the Mishnah. One din shiyu kol HaKarbonis Shavais, and a second din shleito mikarbon al chaveri. Now, continue on. The Brayse brings another din about Trumas Lachmei Toida. From the words of Hikar of Mimena, we learn that it has to be min ha-mechuber. The Loshon of Rashi over here in Ksav Yad is min ha-mechuber shiyu kulan b'kli echod litol truma. All of the chalis have to be in the kli at the time you're being mafish the truma. Taisus over here, and Dibur Maschel of Hikar of Mimena, he quotes Rashi that all of them have to be in the same kli, and Taisus argues. He says, "Ein sarich ela mukaf ba'alma, kama yimenu diksiv gavi truma." Taisus quotes the pasuk in Parashas Korach, "V'harimaisem mimenu truma Hashem." That's the makar. That's where we learn the din of mukaf. When one is mafish truma, he has to be mafish for pairs which are close to those which he's being mafish now as the truma. His drasha is a safri. Rashi brings this in Seita Daf Lamed Omra off the bottom of the page. Rashi says the makar of the din mukaf is from this pasuk, which says, "V'harimaisem mimenu." But Akopam Taisa says that since the din of Mukaf of Truma is learned from this word Mimenu, and that we know the din is, it doesn't have to all be in the same Kli. You don't have to put all of the pairs into one Kli, and from that Kli be mafish some of it as Truma. The din of Mukaf just is that it has to be close to each other. The pairs that he's being mafish have to be close to the pairs which he's pattering. And therefore Taisa holds it here as well. It doesn't have to be that you put all of the Chalis into one Kli in order to be mafish from them the Truma's Lachmei Toida. Taisus then does bring a Gemara Daf Chavdal Omer Aleph as far as Kmitza is concerned. Over there also the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Mimenu, V'herim Mimenu B'kumtzai, and over there the Sigur is that you do have to have everything in one Kli. You cannot take one Yisarin for the Mincha and divide it into 2 Kelim, put a half Yisarin in each Kli, and do the Maisa Kmitza from one of the Kelim. Rather, you have to put the entire Yisarin into one Kli and do the Kmitza from that Kli. If so, L'chair, this will be Mashma Derech Rashi, that when it says the word Mimenu, the pasuk is telling us that you do have to have everything in one kli, and from what's contained in that kli, you take some of it out. That's the case by Kmitza, and that l'chari will be the case here as well, Taisus is suggesting. However, Taisus is mechalik, and he says, over there, by the mincha, the din is, that's not enough if the entire mincha is in one kli. If it will be separated and there will be space between the 2 halves, also the Gemara holds it's not posher that you could do a maisa Kmitza from one half. And the Sefer Taras HaKadosh over here explains, the Taisus means to be proving from this that a karchach the gedarim of that which the Torah says mimenu is different by mincha than that which it says mimenu in other places, because even according to the sheet of Rashi over here, that by Trumas Lachmei Toida it has to be that you put all of the chalais into one kli, but it's not mashma that they all have to be touching each other, and therefore Taisus proves from this that the word mimenu which is said by mincha has a different connotation than mimenu in other places. Therefore this would not be a right to Rashi that when it says mimenu over here by Trumas Lachmei Toida, it requires that all of the chalis be in the same kli. As far as the Ikra Kasha of Taisvis, that which Rashi says, Mimenu is Mechayev, that all of the chalis be in the same kli, why is it different than Truma? Truma also says Mimenu. And the other thing is that it's enough if it's Min HaMukaf, if it's close to each other, it doesn't have to be in the same kli. So we find a few Tzirutzim in Nachayim to answer this Kasha. So in the Korban Aaron, which is a Pirish on the Teres Kainim, he says the Teres that as far as Truma, since the normal mahalach is a person gathers all of his tefua together, he doesn't necessarily put all of his tefua into one kli. Bidarach Klal, he doesn't have a large enough kli to put all of the tefua which grew in his field. Rather, he piles it up on the ground. Therefore, over there, it's not mistaber to say that the Torah requires it should be in one kli. Rather, we understand when the Torah says mimenu, that the truma is taken from amongst the rest of the tfuwa, mimenu just means that it's menamuk, if it's close to the rest, but not necessarily in the same kli. Mashenkin, he says, as far as lach meitoid is concerned, there is mistab that they're kept in a kli. After he makes all of the chalois, he puts them in one kli. There we understand when the Torah says mimenu, it means they should all be in the same kli, and from that kli he takes one of them as the truma for the rest of the lach meitoid. According to that, we understand as well, he says, as far as the Maisa Kmitza is concerned, when one does a Kmitza from the rest of the Mincha, the Shirayim, then also when the Torah says the word Mimenu, it means they take out the Kmitza from amongst the rest of the Shirayim, which is in the same Kli. The truth is over there, there's a din that the Mincha Bedavka has to be in a Kli Sharis at the time of the Maisa Kmitza. The Chiddush over there is, even if the entire Mincha isn't a Kli Sharis, just it's divided half in one Kli Sharis and half in another Kli Sharis, even if the two Kalim are next to each other, that's not good enough. It all has to be in one Kli. But I'll compare them there as well. When the Torah says Mimenu, since the Mincha is in a Kli at the time, what the Torah is telling us is that everything has to be in the same Kli, and you take out the Kaimitz from amongst the rest of the Shiraim in that Kli. In the Sefer Migdash Dovid in Simin Chof Tes, Sifkot and Aleph, he offers another teres for Tesis Kasha and Rashi. He says, that which Rashi holds, that over here by Lach Meitoido, it's not enough if it's just close to each other, it has to be that it's all in the same Kli. He says, that's similar to that which we find as far as the din of Chala is concerned. By Chala also there's a din of Tziruf Sal. The Mishnah Maseches Chala says, if you made a dough which is not big enough to be mechuyev in Chala, but afterwards you put all of the Chalais together in one basket, that's mitzarif them, and they become mechuyev in the chiyev of Chala. And Migdash David explains that over there there's no din of min hamukof, it's not enough if they're close to each other, it has to be that they're together in one kli. He explains the pshat is because since the whole chiyev Chala is only if you have a large enough shear, each individual Chala is not big enough to be mechuyev in the chiyev of Chala. It's only if they're considered to be nitzarif together, now they have a shear, now it becomes mechuyev. In order for that shear to happen, it has to be there in the same kli. And therefore the Migdash David explains, that's the chilik between chala and truma. Truma does not have a minimum shear. Even if a person has a small amount of tfuah which grew, it's mechuyev in truma. And therefore there is no din that it has to mean it starves together in a kli. There's just a din of mina mukaf, a din that you have to be mafresh tfuah from other tfuah which is next to the truma which is being mafresh. Based on this chilik, he says, we can understand as well over here by truma slach meitoido. Over here Rashi says it has to be together in a kli. There says because the whole chiv of Shumas Lach Meitoido is only if you have all of the chalais. If some of the chalais are missing, there is no din of Shumas Lach Meitoido Bechlal. For that reason, when the Pasuk says Mimenu, we understand that it means to say that they're nitzarif together in a kli. Only after you have all of the chalais together, that's when there's a chiv, that's when they have to be in one kli. And the Migdash David adds, he says, even though by chal the din is, you only have to put it together in a sal, you only have to be mitzarif them. If it was not originally mechuyev because he didn't have the shear, if however the dough which he needed in the first place is enough to become mechuyev in chal, there is no din that you have to put it into a kli. Why don't we say the same thing over here? When he needed the dough of the lach meitoid, then he did have the shear. If so, why does he have to be mitzarif it afterwards together in a kli? So on this the Migdash David says, he says, by the chiyev of chala, which is chal at the time that it's an iso, when the dough is needed, so as long as at that time there was a shear ready, so afterwards, he doesn't have to be mitzarif everything together in a kli. The chiyev chala was already chal. It's chal b'shas gilgul, and therefore that's enough to make the chiyev. Once the chiyev is created already, at the time that he's mafresh the chal, it doesn't have to be together in a kli. Mashenkin by chumas lach meitoida, he explains, the chiyev chumas is not chal at the time of the gilgul. You have to first shach the carbon and do the zrika sadam. Only afterwards the lechem is niskadish, and only after it's niskadish as lach meitoida, then there's first the din of chumas lach meitoida to be mafresh 1 out of 10. And for now, at the time of the hafrasha, since the chiv is dependent on all of them being here together, well, you have to put them all in one kli, and from that be mafresh 1 out of 10. Now, there's another shaila which is discussed over here, that which there's a din min hamechuber, which, as we said, according to Rashi, means it has to be in one kli. According to Tosfos, it has to be min hamukof. The shaila is that referring to all 40 lechamim, or is it just enough that each min is min hamechuber? And when you take 1 out of 10, all of the 10 are together, either actually they're close to each other, or according to Tosfos they're in a kli, but you don't need all 40 together. And the Chiddush agrees over here, he brings the Rashi, this is not the Rashi Ksav Yad, this is the old version of Rashi, but Akupan Rashi, further down on the Omid, when the Gemara brings Omar Mar, the Gemara goes back to the Braisa, and quotes those words of the Braisa of Hikr of Menu Menu Mechuber, so Rashi over there says, Mashmer Shehi HaKoil Sholim HaMim Chalis Sholim. Rashi clearly says we're talking about all 40 chalais, which will mean that then you have to have all of them in the kli at the time of the hafrasha of the Trumas Lach Meitoido. That would mean that you have all 40 in the kli at that time. According to Tosfos, it would mean All 40 have to be minamukaf, they have to be close to the truma, which are being mafish. It's not enough if each group of 10, each min, is together at the time of the afrasha. And the truth is, we find like this as well, in the Pirush arrived on the Teres Kainim, on this pasuk of Vehikriv Mimenu, the Teres Kainim makes this drasha that Mimenu means Mina Mechuber, and the Rav over there explains, he says, Rotsa Loimer, Shiya Kulan Bikli Echor Beshchita Sazevach, Vehikach Mehem Arba Chalois Lachuma, Kein Chumas Hagirin Shetzarach Litroi Mina Mukuf. He says, this din is similar to the din of Mina Mukuf, which we find by Chuma, and the din is that all of them have to be in one Kli, and from that Kli you take four, as the Chumas Lach Meitaida. Ravid seems to be learning al derech this Rashi over here that all 40 have to be in the Kli. Derech Agav, the Ravid also seems to say a Chiddush, they all have to be in the Kli at the time of the Shechita. Agmara, we didn't see anything like this. Agmara was mashma only at the time of the Afrosha, when your mafish from the Trumas Lach Meitaida has to be that all the Lach Meitaida are together in the Kli. Agmara doesn't say anything that they have to all be together in the Kli at the time of the Shechita of the Zevach. But Hakavam, as far as that which Rashi says, that Menu Menu Mechuber is referring to all 40, that's the mashmaus of the Ravid as well in Teres Kainim. And Chai, we could point out over here that if we would have just had the Rashi over here, the Rashi which the Biskrov points out that the din of Mimena Mina Mechuber is referring to all 40, perhaps one could have understood al derech the svar of the Migdash David, that which the Migdash David was coming to explain. Why is it that the regular din Mina Mukaf by Shuma does not require that they all be together in one Kli? And here the Rashi in Ksavya does say that the din of Mimena Mina Mechuber means that they're all together in a Kli. Migdash David explained that this is really different than the regular din of Min HaMukov. The din of Min HaMukov by Truma is just that which you're being mafish should be close to that which you're pattering. The din over here, Min HaMukov, the Migdash David is explaining, is not the din of Min HaMukov, it's a different getter. It's similar to that which we find by Chal, that the Sal is Mitzarif. The Pshaz, in order for the Chiv to be Chal, has to be that you first put it together in the Sal. Here's all, in order for the Chiv of Truma, it's Lach Meitaida to be Chal, all the Lach Meitaida have to be together in a Kli. If this was the Pshat, then perhaps we could have understood, it would make sense to say, well, you need all 40 lechems together, even though Betzim, when you're being mafish from each min, one of them, the Afrash is working, that one from that min is patterning the other 9, and if that was the case, Lecher, you would not need that all 40 should be together, you just need that each group of 10 should be together, rather the Pshat will be a derech the Migdash David, that you need all 40 to be together, nor for the Chiv to be Chal, not for the Maisa Afrash to work, like we find in the din of Min HaMukaf by Truma. If it's only for that frusher to work that you need Min HaMukaf, then it will be dependent on each 10 being together. Here it will be a different gather, like the Migdash David says, it's not for the Chiv, Trumas Lach Meitaida to be Chal, all the Lach Meitaida has to be together in a Kli. This trap perhaps could have worked in the Rashi, which the Biskrov points out. However, once we have the Ravid clearly says that the reason why you have to have all 40 together is for the same din of Min HaMukaf which we find by Truma. It's not a new din, the way the Migdash David suggests. If so, in the Ravid, this is a greater Chiddush. In order to be considered a kim of the din min HaMukaf, it has to be that all 40 lechems are together in one kli. Now I'll mention another point that Migdash David makes. This is also in Simon Chav Tes, Sifkot and Aleph. He has a suffix over there. The din of Trumas Lach Meitaida, we know that the din is that one cannot eat from the Lach Meitaida before he does the Hafrasha. We'll talk more about Hemshech, whether there's a chi of Tevel if one eats it beforehand. Only after the Trum of the Lach Meitaida is the rest Mutar Ba'achilo. The Migdash David has a shaila. Do we say that you have to be mafish all 4 Trumas Lach Meitaida in order for the rest of it to get a heter? Or do we say it's dependent on each and every min? Each min, once you're mafish, the Trumah from that min, that's matter the rest of them ba'achila. The Migdash David leads off with a suffix in this shaila. And the according to what we see from Rashi over here, the way the Brisk Rav is medayik, and the Ravid as well in Teres Kainim, if there's a din, they have to be mafish mimenu, you have to be mafish 4 from the 40, they all have to be together in a kli. We don't look at each min as a separate entity. If that was the case, then all that you would need is that the 10 are together, either in the same kli or min HaMukaf according to Taisis, and then you're mafish 1 from the 10. From now which we see that you have to be mafish 4 from the 40. From now which all 40 have to be together at the time of the hafrasha, that would be mashma that the hafrasha of the 4 is matter all of the 40, not that each one is matter the other 9 of that min. And here again, we could point out similar to that which we said before. And the Ravid would be even stronger, because the Ravid is Mevur, that which you have to have all 40 in the Kli, is because of the Din Min HaMukaf, which we find by Truma. The Din by Truma surely is, that which you're taking off, has to be next to that which is coming to Pater. So if over here there's a Din, that all 40 have to be together, at the time you're taking off the 4, there's a Din Min HaMukaf that has to be together with the rest of them, then clearly the Pshat is, that the 4 which you're taking off are Patering all 40, and that's the pshat that each one that he's taking off is patterning the other 9 of the same min. Agapam Nislachoy will be right to the Suffolk of the Migdash David. You would not be able to eat from any of the Lachmei Taida until you mafish all four of the Trumas Lachmei Taida. As far as this din of Trumas Lachmei Taida, there's a lot of discussion in Achronim how to understand exactly the gedder of this type of Truma. So firstly, the Gemara at the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara brings by Rava. Rava had two sfeikas about Trumas Lachmei Taida. Chayavin alei Misa v'chaymesh, or in Chayavin alei Misa v'chaymesh. The first topic is, does this type of Truma have the din of Zar Chayav and Leah Misa B'dei Shemayim? Regular Truma, the din is that if a Zar eats from it, he's Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Chala as well has that din. Then why is it suffic about this type of Truma? Does this have the same din also that if a Zar eats from it, he's Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim? And the second topic is, as far as the din of Chaymesh, we know that if a Zar eats from Truma, he has to repay the Truma and be Moisef Chaymesh as well. Why is it suffic? Does that din also apply to Truma's Lachmei Taida? And one of the Gemara says, we find that the Torah was makish this type of Truma, Trumas Lachmei Taida, to Trumas Meiser. Both of them have the word Mimenu. On the other hand, perhaps we make a drush of Boi and Chamishisoi. When the Torah talks about the Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Torah has a miut. Boi is coming to be made something. Perhaps it's coming to be made Trumas Lachmei Taida and Chamishisoi as well. When the Torah talks about the Chiyuv Chaymesh, there's a miut. Maybe that's coming to be made Trumas Lachmei Taida, that there is no Chiyuv of a Chaymesh. The Gemara adds one more shayla, midamas, ina midamas. We know the din of dimua is that if truma gets mixed with chulin, it's only bottle if it's echad b'meya. If one part truma got mixed with 100 parts of chulin, so then it becomes bottle. Perhaps here as well, truma slachmei taida also will only be nispatel b'echad u'meya. And all these shaylas the Gemara leaves off b'teku. As Ram, when he brings these sfeikas, this is in Perek Tes, Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Ram says as follows. Halechem hamura mina taida, sofik truma hu, the figure ein chayovin la misa v'chaymesh ketruma, ve'inay midamea ketruma. The Ram says that since it's a sofik whether it's truma, so the din is you're not chayev misa v'chaymesh, and also it's not midamea, it doesn't have a din that you need 101 times in order for it to be nisbatel. The Kesef Mishnah here asks a few kashas on the Rambam. Firstly, he asks, why does the Rambam have to paskin as far as misa is concerned, that he's not chayev misa since it's only a sofik? We're dealing with Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Klapi Shemaya Galyo, it doesn't make a difference to us whether he's Mechayiv Misa or not. In Shemayim, they know what's the din. Why does Ram have to tell us that since it's only a Sofik, he's not Chayiv? To this, the Mishnah Melech over there answers, he says, if there's a Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, we know that there's a Klal, that in any Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's a Chayiv of Malkus. Therefore, the Ram tells us over here that it's a Sofik, and therefore there is no Chayiv Malkus. Now which the Ramam says, Eina Medameya, here as well does the Kasher, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mari Korkis both ask, why don't we say Sofik Dereisa L'chumra? How could the Ram paskin over here that it's not Midameya, since it's a Sofik in the Gemara, it's Yiboyed L'Yivshita, we should have to be Machmer and state that Trumas Lachmei Taida does have a din of Dimua. So leave this Kasha for now. But Al-Kapam, as far as the Etzim Psak of the Rambam, the Ram is before that as far as all three Shailas of the Gemara, as far as the Chiyuv Misa, the Chiyuv of Chaymesh, and the din of Dimua, the Ram is before that all three are totally in the same Sofik. It's all one Shaila, does Trumas Lachmei Taida have Dinei Truma? The truth is, if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara Bayos, at least in the first two Sfeikas, as far as the Chiyuv of Misa and the Chiyuv of Chaymesh, the Gemara's Mashman, the two Tzadim of the Sofik are, do we say that it has a Din of Shumah since we learn Gzeir Shavah from Trumas Meiser, or do we say that there's a Miyat in the Lashon of the Pasuk? According to that, it's not a general Shiloh whether Trumas Lachmei Taida has a Din of Shumah or not. It's the Shiloh whether we make this Drasha to be Memeid from Misa v'Chaymesh. Rakapam, the Rambam says, not like that. The Rambam says all three Sfeikas of the Gemara are really one general Shaila. How to look at Trumas Lachmei Taida? Do we look at it as the regular din of Truma, or is it a new type of din? Now, based on this, the Bisk Rov over here asks, he says, there are other nafkaminas in this Shaila whether Trumas Lachmei Taida has dinei Truma. One nafkamina is, he says, can one eat this Trumas Lachmei Taida if he's Tomei? If Trumas Lachmei Taida has dinei Truma, we know that Truma cannot be eaten by someone who's Tomei. If whoever does not have dinei Truma, then Lachari can be eaten by someone who's Tomei. And the Risk Rav explains, he says, even though anyhow this is part of a carbon, even the other Lachmei Taida which were not designated as Truma, Lachari, they also cannot be eaten by Toma, since they're part of this carbon Taida. Any carbon, whether it's Kotri Kotrim or Kotri Kalim, cannot be eaten by Toma. Still, the Risk Rav says there's a nafgamina if this Taida was brought by a Goy. Then is that a Goy could bring carbonis, he could bring a carbon Taida. And the Risk Rav says if he brings the carbon Taida, he could bring the Lechem along with it. And we know the din is that the carbon of a goy does not have dinei tumah; it could be eaten even by someone who's tamei. Therefore, the Risk Rav says here there will be a nafkamina as far as the trumas lachmei taida of this carbon taida which was brought by a goy. So, mitzad the fact that it's a carbon, there's no problem to be eaten by a tamei, since it's the carbon of a goy. But if the truma is lach mutayda, will have dine truma, then it will be also for someone to eat it if he's tamei. Now the Minchas Chinuch has another shaila about truma is lach mutayda. This is in mitzvah reish peidalid ois ches. Mitzvah reish peidalid over there is the issur of eating tevel. And the Minchas Chinuch has the shaila if one eats from the lach mutayda before he was mafresh truma is lach mutayda, is that considered eating tevel, and the din will be that he's chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Now, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't mention this, but we know the din is, there definitely is asr to eat from the lach mitoida before the hafrasha of the trumas lach mitoida. This is mefurish in the Gemara in Zvachim, daf lam avavam medbeiz. But akapam, the sofik of the Minchas Chinuch is, would there be an isr begeder tevel, and then it would include a chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Meaning, there's a chayav misa b'dei shemayim both for eating tevel and for eating truma. The chiyuv for eating truma is obviously only on a zar, not on a kohen, but the chiyuv misa for eating tevel is even on a kohen, and Minchas Chinuch Strayla is over here by lach mitoida before he did the truma. Do we say that there's a chiyuv misa both on a zar and on a kohen? He says the Gemara is mevur. That's not to say that there's no chiyuv misa for eating the truma is lach mitoida. That's because there's a miut of umesu boy. Boy is b'may truma is lach mitoida. That there is no chiyuv of misa. Hashengin, as far as the chiyuv of tevel, eating tevel, which is also chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, that there is no miyat, therefore l'chari what should remain is that there is a chiyuv misa, both on a zar and on a kain. Minchas Chinuch continues and he says, don't ask, how could it be that if he was ready mafish the truma is lach mitoida, if a zar eats it, there is no chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, yet still, when it's tevel, when it still needs a half rasha, how could that be even more chomer, and therefore there should be a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim? Minchas Chinuch says this is not a kasha. We find some Rishonim hold that pairs which are tovel lemeiser oni. They already had a frashas truma and meiser. The only thing which was not yet hufresh was meiser oni. Some Rishonim hold that if one eats it, there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. Even though the din is that after he's mafresh the meiser oni, if someone would eat from that meiser, there would be no chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. So you see that the chiyuv of tevel could be more chomer than the din in which the pairs will get after the hafrasha. So too here as well, Minchas Chinuch says, it would seem that the din should be that if one eats from the lach mitoida before the hafrasha of the trumas lach mitoida, there should be a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. The ma'aseh the Minchas Chinuch leaves off, this inyan needs further iyun. According to the way we medayik in the Rambam, as the Brisk Rav points out, the Rambam brings all the sikhs of the Gemara as far as misa, as far as chaimish, and as far as dimua. The Rambam puts them all together and he says the Gemara's safik is whether truma slach mitoida have a din of truma. So he doesn't say the way the Minchas Chinuch says it, that legabe everything, it does have a din of truma, unless there's a miyah telling us otherwise. Rather, the Rambam learns the suffix of the Gemara is a general suffix, whether truma slach mitoida has a din of truma. If so, as far as the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch as well, whether it's a chiyuv for eating tevel before the afrasha of the truma slach mitoida, that would also be telling in this shayla. If the din of truma slach mitoida is like a regular din truma, so then the state of the lach mitoida before the afrasha would be like the state of Paris before afrasha's truma, they have a din of tevel and there's a chiyuv of misa. If, however, we're not going to consider the truma slach mitoida to be like a truma, so then before the afrasha, the lach mitoida would not have the status of tevel. Now, I mentioned another discussion in the Achrenim. The Gemara here discusses whether the truma slach mitoida has a din of truma. If so, it would be usher to a zar and would include a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. The Achrenim discussed, l'chair, there's another isser as well on the truma slach mitoida, the isser of muram min ha-kodshim. Meaning, besides that which we know that kachri kodshim can only be eaten by kohanim, they can only be eaten by kohanim zecharim, even the kevis cannot eat them. Kachri kalam, however, we know can be eaten even by zarim. However, there are parts of kachri kalam which are given to a kohen, the chazif hashoik, for example. The Mishnah tells us in Zvachim, the fifth parak, and afnan hei omer aleph, this is called muram min ha-kodshim, and muram min ha-kodshim can only be eaten by kohanim nishem b'neim v'avdehem. There's no din that has to be daf kohanim b'zecharim, however, it could only be eaten by kohanim, their wives or children, and the avodim as well. This is the lashon of the pasuk which speaks about chazif hashoik. The pasuk says, "Teichlu b'makim tar ato v'necho v'neisecha itcha ki chacha v'chak b'necha nitnu mizivchei shami b'nei Yisrael." From there we learn that there's an iser for a zar to eat muram min ha-kodshim, the parts of kachri kalam which are given to a kain, and chare this will be included as well. Achren bring the Rashi in Zvachim Dafnun Heim Ralph says this mefurish. Rashi in Dibur Masal Hamura Mehem, he said included in this Isser is the Chaz V'Shoik of Hashlamim, the Arba Chalis of Lach Meitoide which are given to a Kayin, the Zrael B'Shela by an El Nazir, all these are called Mura Min HaKodshim, parts of Kodshi Kam which are given to a Kayin, and they're also for a Zar to eat them. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this point in Mitzvah Reish Pei Gimel. Yesh Gimel is the lav shloi seichel chalolo min hakodesh. The once a bas kain is nivla to a posel, she's nischal, she gets a din of a chalolo, and she's also to eat from mura min hakodeshim. She can no longer eat the chaz of vishoik, the basar of kodesh kalam, which even a zar can eat, she can eat as well. However, the parts of the carbon which only a kain and his family could eat, so once this bas kain was nischal min hakuhuna, she's also to eat from that as well. And she does, she's over this lav shloi seichel chalolo min hakodesh. As the Menachas Chinuch over there in Ois Chof Hei, he says, included in this Isser is also the Trumas Lachmei Toida, which also has a din of Mura Min HaKodshim. The Menachas Chinuch quotes the Mishnah Melech, which we mentioned previously. The Mishnah Melech says the reason why the Rambam has to tell us that Trumas Lachmei Toida is a suffix, whether it's considered Truma, and therefore there's no Chiv Meisa B'dei Shemayim, the Mishnah Melech explains the Nafkamin is that there's no Chiv Malkus. The Menachas Chinuch says the truth is there's anyways a Chiv Malkus, the Isser of Mura Min HaKodshim. What the Mishnah Melech HaKarach means is, Ram is telling us that there's no second Chiv Malkus for that which has a din of Truma, since it's only a Sof, whether it's considered Truma, there's only one Chiv Malkus for the Lav of Mura Min HaKodshim. And Menachas Chinuch over there quotes our Gemari. He says, the Gemara Menachas Sayin Zayin has a Sofik, where the Truma Slach Meitayt has a din of Truma. He says, the Gemara means to say that perhaps there's the Chumris of Truma, which are more Chomer than Mura Min HaKodshim. Mura Min HaKodshim does not have a Chiv Misa B'day Shemaim, only if it's considered like Truma will there be a Chiv Misa. Menachas Chinuch points out, he says, there are certain chumras of Mura Min HaKodshim over Truma. For example, he says, the din is that a Bas Kain who gets married to a Zar, to a Yisrael, she can no longer eat Mura Min HaKodshim. And even if she'll be Nizgarsha, and she goes back to live with her father in her father's house, she can no longer eat Mura Min HaKodshim. Now, though we know the din is, as far as Truma is concerned, that a Bas Kain who marries a Zar, and then her husband dies or divorces her without children, she does go back to her father's house and she can again eat Truma. Only if she had a child from the husband who was a Zar, does she remain usher to Truma. However, the Menachas Chinuch points out, he says, as far as the din of Mura Min HaKodshim, the din is different. Mura Min HaKodshim, even if she did not have any children from her husband who was a Zar, once she marries a Yisrael, she no longer has the right to eat Mura Min HaKodshim. She cannot go back to eating Chaz V'Shoik, even if she did not have any children. So this is a Chumra which we find by Mura Min HaKodshim over Truma. However, the Menachas Chinuch says, as far as the Suffolk of the Gemara over here, where the Truma Slach Meitayt has a din of Truma, obviously the Gemara only means to say that perhaps it has additional Chumras if it's considered like Truma. But we're obviously not going to give it a Kula, therefore since Truma Slach Meitayt has a din of Mura Min HaKodshim, and then is that a Bas Kain who married a Zar can no longer eat Mura Min HaKodshim, even if Truma Slach Meitayt will additionally also have a din of Truma, so Mikayach, the fact that it's like Truma, that would not be a reason to prevent her from eating it, because the Bas Kain who is married to a Zar and then she's divorced without children, she does go back to eating Truma, but here anyways it will be also because of the din of Mura Min HaKodshim, meaning even if Truma Slach Meitayt has the status of Truma, but also has an aspect of being Mura Min HaKodshim, and that gives it certain Chumras even more than Truma. Therefore, either way, regardless of the Gemara's Shaila, whether it has a din of Truma, either way she would not be able to eat the Truma Slach Meitayt because of its din of Mura Min HaKodshim. Now the Chayim discussed further on the Suffolk of the Gemara whether the Truma Slach Meitayt is Midamas or not Midamas, whether Truma Slach Meitayt has a din of Truma Legabe Dimua. So the Chayim asked the Briskerov, the Chaznish, and many others as well, the Mikdash David, our Sameach. He discussed that we find the Gemara in Yevamistav Peyalef Amid Beis is Mavur, that Kodshim also have a din of Dimua. For example, if Besar Chatas is Nisarev with Besar Chulin, the only time the Chatas is Nisbatal to the Chulin is if it's one together with 100. The Chatas is Nisbatal B'meya Ve'echad. The Gemara of there is Mavur, that if the Besar Chatas is Tahar, that we don't say that it's Nisbatal at all. Because since there's a possibility to give it to a Kain, Rashi of the explains that it would only be a Hefsid Muit, a small loss if you have to sell everything to a Kain, and you don't allow the Chatas to be Nisbatal to the Chulin. So therefore the din is that we don't say that it's Batal. If, however, the Chatas became Tomei, so then really the Chatas is Osir Bachilo, and it's this Arab with Mea Chatichus of Chulin, then the din is that it's Nisbatal B'Mea Ve'echad. Same thing where it says as well, Legabe Prusa Shalechem Aponim, if a slice of Lechem Aponim, which was Tomei, is Nisarev with Mea Prusa of Chulin, also the din is that it's Nisbatal B'Mea Ve'echad. If so, the Chayinim ask, what is the Suffolk over here in the Sugyo, where the Truma Slach Meitayt has a din of Truma Legabe Dimua, even if it does not have a din of Truma, since it's Kodshim, Melech also has a din of Dimua, Mikoyach has a din of Kodshim. The way the Briskerov asks his Kasha, he asks his kasha b'shem his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He says the clause that any kodshim which is also for a zar has a din of dimua. He's assuming like that which we discussed in the previous point. Even if Truma Slach Meitayt would not have a din of Truma, still be usher for a zar because of its din of muram min hakodshim. And therefore he says, since the klal is that any kodshim which is usher to a zar has a din of dimur, that it's only a spatul b'mei of echad, so here anyways it would only be a spatul b'mei of echad because of its din of muram min hakodshim. So one way to answer this kasha, this is how the Chaznish answers. Chaznish is in kodshim simon mem beiz, sifkot and chav beiz. He says, akorcha, you have to be mechalik between kodshim and kodshim. That's what the sugya over there in Yevamos was talking about. That's what the Gemara says this din, that kodshim have a din of dimua, that it's only a spatul b'mei of echad. That's what the Rambam paskens this din. In Perek Vav Hilchos Psulim Magdashim Halacha Chav Gimel, he's talking about Besar Chatos over there. Ashenkin Kotri Kalam, which is a lower level Kedusha, does not have this din of dimua. So even though, again, as we said, this Kotri Kalam is more chomer, it's not eaten by a zar, it has a din of Muram in a kochim, still it's not the same level as Kotri Kochim, and only Kotri Kochim will have a din of dimua. The Chaznish says this Gemara would be a raya, Ersiga would be Muchach, the Chos V'Sheik does not have a din of dimua. What the Chaznish means to say is that Chumas Lachmei Toida, even on the side that it's not like Chuma, but it's still Mura Min HaKochim, and if Gemara has a suffix whether Chumas Lachmei Toida is like Chuma L'inyan Dimua, that will be Muchach that Mura Min HaKochim does not have a din of Dimua. Therefore, from here will be a Raya Chos V'Sheik as well. It will be Nisbatal B'Roiv, meaning if a Sheik of Kochri Kalim was Nisar, if it got mixed with two others of Chulin, then will be that it's Nisbatal B'Roiv, if there's no din Dimua, and even if it's only one of Kochri Kalim, which is Nisar with two of Chulin, that already would be enough to say that it's Nisbato. So this is one possible terrace to the Kasha of the Achrinim. The Mikdash Tova says along these lines. Now over here the Brisk Rav brings this Kasha, as we said, with shame of his brother, Rav Moshe Salavechik. Here he leaves off with Tzorach Yun. However, in the Shir Rav David, from Rav David Salavechik, he has more of an Arichos on this Inyan, and brings that Rav Moshe Salavechik asked his grandfather, Rav Fol Shapiro. Rav Fol Shapiro was the father-in-law of Rav Chaim, who's also the son-in-law of the Nativ. Rav Fol Shapir wanted to suggest to answer this kasha. Again, the kasha was, what nafkamina is there, whether Chumas Lachmei Toida has a din of Chuma as far as the din of Dimua? Either way, it would have a din of Dimua because of its din of Kochim. And he wanted to say that nafkamina would be if the Chumas Lachmei Toida was Nesarev with Chulin. However, the Chumas Lachmei Toida on its own was Nisbatal Be'echad Be'meya. For example, if there was one kezais of Chumas Lachmei Toida and 100 zaysim of Chulin, so there is enough of Chulin to be mevatel the Chumas Lachmei Toida. Where at the same time that the Chumas Lachmei Toida fell in, along with it also fell another kezais of Chuma. So here there would be a nafkamina. If the din of Chumas Lachmei Toida only is midameya because of its din kodshim, so the fact that at the same time is also kezais of Chuma wouldn't make a difference. The kezais of Chuma is nisbatel in the meya of Chulin, and the kezais of kodshim, the Chumas Lachmei Toida, which is midameya because of its din kodshim, it also has meya of Chulin to be mevatel it, and they would not be mitzarev together to say that they're not mitzvatel. Only if the Chumas Lachmei Toida has a din of Chuma, then already there's two kezaisim of Chuma, one kezais of regular Chuma, Chumas Dogon, and one kezais of Chumas Lachmei Toida, they will be mitzarev together, and in order to be mevatel them now, you would need 200 zaisim of Chul in order to be mevatel it. So this is the Gemara's nafkamina, when the Gemara has a shayla, whether it's midamas, like Chuma, the Gemara would mean to say, there'll be nafkamina when there's other Chuma as well, isn't mitzarev together? Do we look at it as if they're all Chuma and need 100 times of Chulin connected the regular Chuma and the Chumas Lachmei Toida together? If on the other hand, Chumas Lachmei Toida is not like Chuma, so although it's midamas, midin kachim, however we look at the Chuma and the kachim separately, you'd only need 100 times Chulin connected each one individually, they would not be mitzarev together. This is the terrace which Rav Shapiro suggested to answer this kasha of the Achrinim. However, Rav Moshe Salavechik is brought over there in the Shira of David. He was not confident with this teretz. He held that perhaps even if we do consider Chumas Lachmei Toida to have Dinei Chuma, but it's still not Pasha that would be mitzarev together with regular Chuma, that you now need 100 times of Chulin can I get both of them together. And although we do find the Mishnah in Me'ilot Aftes Vav Amud Beis, which says that Chuma, Chumas Meiser, Chala, Bikurim, all of these are considered to have the same shame of Chuma, and if the Dinei they are mitzarev together, to answer something else, you need 100 connected all of them together. Still, Rav Moshe held that perhaps Chumas Lachmei Toida is a different category, it's different than other types of Chuma, and would not be mitzarev together in the din of Dimua.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.